This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Whether taking a road trip to the beach, heading to the mountains, or driving to the city, summer adventures are nonstop fun in a new Honda. But let's face it, summer trips can really add up. That's why I love the fuel efficiency of Honda. With Honda, you can save your money for other things, like that awesome keychain at the convenience store, that brand new album you wanted, or whatever else your heart desires. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your local Honda dealer and start your summer adventures today.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and LO1 Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit GoKubota.com for a dealer near you.
Welcome to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman, and joining me right now is Emilio Danello. This is another one of our breaking news episodes, as we're going to be talking about Scott Parker being appointed Fulham manager. I'm not going to waste any more time. Let's get right to it. Emilio, your thoughts on Scott Parker getting the job?
Hi there, Russ. Hi there, listeners. Yeah, I'm listening in Brighton for the day. It's got beautiful, sunny weather here on the coast. Well, I wouldn't say it's a shock. I think it's the worst kept secret, isn't it? Scott Parker getting the job. I think everyone suspected he was going to get the job. Right. I think the Khans obviously wanted to make the announcement before the game against Newcastle on Sunday. So obviously there's an opportunity to parade him formally as head coach before the game on Sunday. I'm generally still mixed. I was very anti Scott Parker 2 or 3 months ago. He's done a reasonably solid job. You know, since then, he's had those difficult games to begin with. Got us 3 consecutive wins and 3 clean sheets. Made us look a little bit more organised. But there's a lot of positives, I think, I want to reflect on when we go through the shows shortly around where I think maybe fans, we just need to be patient. I don't think this is going to be a Kit Simons repeat. But what I'm going to put very similarities here with Derby County. This is a project for Fulham. Yep. And the same way Frank Lampard was a project for Derby County. They're 1 year into that. He's got them into the playoffs, not necessarily playing spectacularly well. And you could argue they've gone a little bit backwards in the last year in terms of their points tally, but it's a project. And I think Fulham have to understand, fans and owners, that this is a project. You've got to give Scott Parker time. They've made the decision to give him the job. They can't expect miracles overnight. And that's why I think they'll learn their mistakes from Kit Simons' era. They'll be a little bit more prudent in the transfer market. And I think they'll give Scott Parker the tools to give him the best chance to be successful. But he's got to be given a chance. So overall, not enthusiastic about the appointment, the same way I wasn't with Jokanović a few years ago. But then I warmed to Jokanović as things started to get a little bit better. He was starting to put his stance and his mark on the club. And, Jokanović had a difficult start. Let's not forget that. It took him time to get to where he was. And, when he started to play the philosophy of Fulham that he wanted to play, then we started to see the end product, and I think Scott, right, it's going to be similar with Scott Parker. So overall, not a surprise. Everything is worth, like, it's worth kept secret for Fulham Football Club, but you know, we've got to give the guy time. Let's see how it works out. Let's all back him. Let's back the team. Let's back the
Absolutely.
Club. And you know, hopefully we'll get the chance to be successful. But this is not going to become a miracle. Don't be surprised if we don't go automatically up in 12 months' time. But we've got to give him time. That's my motto. Give Scott Parker time.
It's interesting you brought up Frank Lampard. That's, I think, a pretty good comparison there, Emilio. And we're watching what's going on with Derby County. They are currently in a playoff. They're going to be facing Leeds United. So it is working there, but it is a project. It is starting from ground zero. And to Scott Parker, he actually does have a little bit of advantages that he's already been coaching for him. And I want to mention, I said it was manager. He's actually listed as head coach. So I just want to mention that as well. The announcement is that he is the head coach. So take that for what that's worth. But here are my thoughts on this, Emilio, because you and I talked about this when we did a show together, that we thought this might be the next shoe to drop when Tom Kearney signed his deal. Maybe Tom Kearney was the precursor to this, but it's now a done deal. And I've had some time to think about it. I actually did a show with Giannis, and we talked a lot about this. And I was thinking about it while we were doing the show, because Giannis brought up the point, do Fulham need a name manager? Do they need a big name? And I really thought about it, and I thought I at that time, and I still feel this way, that that's the direction I wanted the club to go. My thoughts on this right now, I don't love it. I don't hate it. I'm going to get behind Scott Parker and give him a chance, like you mentioned, Emilio, similar to what Derby County are currently doing with Lampard. You know, get behind him. Let's support him. But if you're asking me right now, my first choice was to go after a real proven manager. They decided to go a different route, and credit to Fulham, this is the route that they wanted to go, and I will support the regime, what they're doing right now. But if you're asking me, I was hoping for a different direction.
You know, if we look at it, for fans who feel nervous, this might be a repeat of the Kit Simon deal.
I think that's where I'm concerned about, Emilio.
And there's, I think, a lot of more positives to take from this. As much as I'm not inspired by Scott Parker, I never have been, but, you know, he's been given the job, and we've got to back him. We've got to support him as fans. If, you know, we love the club, we have to believe in the decisions that the owners have made here. So I see Scott Parker, obviously, he knows the club. He's been there for a few years, you know, preceding his previous role and currently in the last year or so. So he knows the club. He knows his current crop of players. He's been given an opportunity to start earmarking those he wants to retain for next season, those he feels may not necessarily add value or strength to the promotion push over the next 12 months. I just think he's not coming in blindly to this. You know, Kit Simon's coming in was maybe like it was a wrong decision, and in hindsight, shouldn't be made. But I think a lot more thought has been put into this. He's been given a chance to set his mark. He's got backing from the players, and that's quite clear. And I think
that's huge.
I don't believe, I said it last week, Tom Kenny would not have signed an extension if he knew Scott Parker wasn't in the job. So,
right,
as far as I'm concerned, there's player backing here. And I think if you've got a dressing room that's not in turmoil, that all get to, you know, all playing, all in it for the same purpose, that's fundamental in my opinion. So I think he's got the dressing room on his side. He knows the club. The owners obviously respect him well enough. These are positives that maybe Kit Simon's era we didn't have with that. And we've got a better crop of players, a much more talented crop of players than we had four or five seasons ago. So different, you know, same theory, inexperienced manager, but the differentials here are significant in favour of Scott Parker versus Kit Simon. So I don't think we should fear this is going to be a repeat of Kit Simon's.
Okay.
We can keep some if we can keep a, you know, a crop of these more talented players from the Premier League, you know, and Giesa can, you know, if we can retain him, he will be an important asset for the division. We've got Tom Kenny, who's extended his contract. If we can influence whoever purchases Session to loan him back to us, another plus. And the Mitrovic is still in the balance, 50-50. You know, at the end of the day, he struggled in the Premier League, you know, in parts last season. He won't be playing for a team bigger than West Ham. So it's up to him whether he wants to go to play for West Ham, Southampton, or whether he wants to help us to get promoted next season. So I think if we reflect on the positives rather than the concerns and some of the negatives, and I think the positives outweigh the negatives, and we won't get another Simons scenario unless it all blows up and it fails, and we actually need to be taken. But as far as I'm concerned, although I'm not inspired, let's reflect on some of the positives here. That yep. You know, and it's not going to be a deja vu scenario. That's what I want to point out.
Well, it's a fair point there, Emilio, because my fear is Kit Simons, but you just really brought to the table to try to calm someone like myself down is that the players have been playing for Scott Parker. They've already bought in, and I think that's a huge plus. He already has their trust. They're already building something. I've already watched an interview with Scott Parker, which, again, I thought was impressive because he talked about how this now – I'm paraphrasing, is a continuation going into next season. They're already building something. And if he keeps these players together, Emilio, they can then just take the next step, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think all of these appointments are made with the purpose of, it's got to be strategic, it's got to be long-term. So what we don't want to do
It's a two-year deal for him, by the way.
Sorry?
Two-year contract for Scott Parker.
Absolutely. And I think that you could argue that's a little, you know, the owners being a little bit cautious there. If they were more bullish, more optimistic, maybe they would have given him a slightly longer contract. So 2 years, it's a project, a mini project, for a better word. Yep. He will be given a year to 2 years to demonstrate that he has got the capability and the credentials to get us out of this division and back up. But not only to get promoted, but also have the framework to remain in the Premier League. And that's the difference. Maybe with Jokanović, maybe it wasn't Jokanović's fault. They maybe didn't have the tools at his disposal to actually sort of consolidate themselves in the Premier League. I don't want to talk about what went wrong this season. We've talked about that at length. But what they don't want to be doing here is appointing a coach to get promoted and then worry about how we stay in the Premier League. This has got to be a project. Get the right framework. Get the right squad. Get the players to play for Scott Parker, get the right results, and push up the table and you know, give us as much chance as possible to get promoted, but also give us as much chance to consolidate in the Premier League when that time occurs. That's what we've got to be thinking about, positioning ourselves that if we do get promoted again in the next 2 years, we can stay in the Premier League more comfortably than we've demonstrated this season. And that's going to be key now. And Scott Parker comes highly respected by his fellow professionals, both players and other managers in place, and he's young enough to push on. So if we do get promoted, whether in a year or 2 years' time, he'll be 40 in a couple of years' time. That's prime age to do an Eddie Howe and do well and consolidate himself in the Premier League. So they've gone for youth on the experience, but if it pays off, then you know we possibly have a manager here who can say 3 to 5 years, like Eddie Howe at Bournemouth, using that as an example. That's what we've got to aspire to. Can Scott Parker be the next Eddie Howe?
That would be great, honestly. And Emilio, I want to share some quotes from Scott Parker. These quotes are actually on the Fulham Football Club Twitter account, so I'm just going to read them to you. This is from the presser earlier. This is from Scott Parker. Quote, "The way I want to be as a coach won't change. I'm a coach that's very much into communication. I like to give the players ownership, responsibility, and clear guidance," unquote. And here's one more quote that I think is important, Emilio. Quote, "I'll keep the same staff that has helped us so far. They're all very good," unquote. So I want to get your thoughts on those two quotes. Let's start with the fact that he's going to be keeping the same staff. I think that's fantastic for continuity.
Absolutely. And we've seen the reemergence of Stuart Gray, how fundamental that's been, how, you know, how many goals have we conceded in the last 4 or 5 games. You know, it's quite obvious that we've got a lot more, you know, a lot more now in that space. So Scott Parker having the right support around him is key to the success. He can't do it alone. So he needs players around him, you know, on the pitch, and he needs the support around him on the bench. So ultimately, you know, we've got to give Scott a chance. As long as he keeps the same sort of support and he can keep a core nucleus of this team in the Championship, then, you know, he's got a good chance to get at least into the playoffs next season. There'll be enough experience there to get into the playoffs. But let's not forget, the Championship is no easy division. It's the hardest division in the world. So, you know, he will have his work cut out, but, you know, at the end of the day, there should be enough quality there to get us into the top. So a bit like, again, going back to Derby County.
Right.
Look at Derby County. They haven't necessarily progressed, but they've persevered with Frank Lampard. If he don't get promoted this year, they will give him another season. If nothing happens next season, then Frank Lampard will be relieved of his duties. So we have to see. Scott Parker will be under the same challenge, in my opinion, as Frank Lampard.
Okay, very good there, Emilio. Let me ask you this, because I was thinking about this. The cons, do you think that this was a safe move or a gamble for them to appoint him as head coach?
Well, I think it's a safe move. I don't think it's, I think it would be more of a gamble to go for somebody, okay, a more globally established manager. You know, Bielsa, you know, was appointed at Leeds. You know, he's done well to get them where they are, but they've drifted off the ball in the last 2 or 3 months. So a big name doesn't guarantee your success either. So I think they've gone for a safe option, someone who knows the club,
yep,
and someone who knows what they're getting themselves into. You know, Jokanović, we knew how stubborn he is. He was throughout his term at Fulham, and you know, his relationship with the Khans wasn't particularly strong. We know that he was always very vocal, and that maybe was his fault. You know, that's why he maybe failed to deliver in the Premier League. But Scott Parker knows what he's getting himself into. He's not going into this job blindly. So I think it's a safe option rather than a gamble. You know, there's always a chance to relieve some of their duties if it doesn't pay off. But they've got Fulham will have 3 years' worth of parachute payments. They've got a good squad of players. There's no reason why Scott Parker can't learn the tricks of the trade, develop his, you know, his managerial credentials, and push this club back to where it needs to be. But I think it's a safe option. They've gone with a safe option.
Okay. I'm glad that you brought this up, Emilio, because, again, going back to the interview that Scott Parker did with the club that's on the Fulham website, he talked about the fact that he knows how this club is run. And I'm glad that we're talking about this because the more I talk to you, the more I'm feeling more confident about this decision. Whereas before I was really on the fence with Scott Parker, I still am somewhat, but I think it has to do with the whole Kit Simons factor, but you also talked about, you calmed my nerves a little bit on that. But it also, with me, it was I wanted a big name. I wanted a big name, but you actually just brought up the point that a big name can also be a gamble. And this is more of a move that's safe. It actually continues what they're doing right now. So you could end up being right. So I think I'm starting to come around a little bit more on it as we speak about it. But I did have concerns about it before I had heard the news this morning. I'm thinking I was going down the different road. But I'm open to be proven wrong here that Scott Parker could be the right man for Fulham. Like I said, I'm going to support him and I want to see him do well. And, you know, I do like the fact that you see this as a safe move rather than a gamble. I think you explained that well, my friend. Listen, before we go, any final thoughts about Scott Parker being appointed head coach?
You know, I want to wish him, you know, congratulations to Scott. He's done a good job to steady the ships after Ranieri had, you know, departed. So, like I said, I'm not overly enthusiastic, but I've come round over the last few weeks to accept the fact that he was going to be appointed the head coach of Fulham. So, to me, it's not a shock that he's been given the job. And I've come round to the theory that it's a project here. You know, we have to accept that it's a project. The ambition is to get back in the Premier League, but if we don't succeed first year round, but we're knocking on the door, we've got to give the guy more another year, just like Frank Lampard. So I use that analogy. See what Derby have done with Frank Lampard, a very experienced England international, record goal scorer for our local neighbours down the road in blue. You know, he's a very well-respected professional footballer and won many trophies and medals and Players of the Year awards for his respective clubs. Scott Parker was very respected on and respected by managers around the world. So I think let's give him a chance. The Khans will back him. He knows what he's getting himself into. The players are supporting him. And if we can get into the Premier League within 2 years and then have the strength to consolidate, like Eddie Howe. So they're my two analogies. Frank Lampard in the Championship and Eddie Howe in the Premier League. If we can get to that in 3 to 5 years' time, then we'll be looking back on this conversation thing. Actually, the point is Scott Parker was the right thing to do. But I don't think who else was out there. I think that's the question. Who else is out there?
Right.
I think it's the obvious choice. So good luck, Scott Parker. And take us back to the Premier League, please.
Absolutely. And that's going to lead me to give my final thoughts. And I agree with you, Emil. Even though I have doubts here, I do wish Scott Parker all the best, and I hope he does an excellent job and gets Fulham promoted back to the Premier League. Like you said, I'm hoping it's next season, but if it's in two seasons, so be it. It is a project. I'm glad that you used the Derby County comparison there, because I think that's a valid one. This is the route the Cons have gone. And again, they're building something here, and they've actually started it earlier by appointing him in the near the end of the season. Even though it was an interim manager, they've already put down the bricks. The foundation has already started. So actually, this does make sense. I understand what they're doing. I'm just a little nervous because of what happened with Kip, but I think you kind of calmed me a little bit on there, and let's hope Scott Parker does an excellent job. But listen, it is time to wrap up this quick view of Scott Parker's appointment as head coach. I want to thank Emilio for jumping on the line with me, but we do have to go. For my co-host, Emilio Danone, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for listening to Cottage Talk.
Whether taking a road trip to the beach, heading to the mountains, or driving to the city, summer adventures are nonstop fun in a new Honda. But let's face it, summer trips can really add up. That's why I love the fuel efficiency of Honda. With Honda, you can save your money for other things, like that awesome keychain at the convenience store, that brand new album you wanted, or whatever else your heart desires. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your local Honda dealer and start your summer adventures today.
It's the 90th minute, and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.